You're late to our session. Not just 5 minutes late. Or 10 minutes. You are half an hour late. I'm sick of your excuses. All I ask is for a text if you're going to be running late. You're taking my precious time away from other students by doing this. I understand you want to pass my class just as much as everyone else does. But my time isn't free. There are other students, students that want to be in my class and learn and take me seriously and are much more deserving of this spot that I could be spending my time with. But you walked into my office begging for a second chance. And something possessed me to give it to you. Don't make me regret saying yes to private tutoring sessions. You're already off to a bad start. How do you plan to make it up to me? Yes, you need to make it up to me. You wasted my time. You wasted the rest of my tutoring session's time for the day. Your half an hour setback made me push everyone else back half an hour or an entire day. Your selfishness doesn't affect just you. It affects everyone around you. Someone who was willing to listen had to be canceled in order to make time for you. What do you have to say for yourself? That's all? That's all you can muster? Do you not care that you made everyone else today late as well? Do you think this is funny or something? I can assure you that ignorance is not funny. If this is going to be how you behave, then it might be for the best if we depart. I'll contact the dean to see if he can put you in touch with a tutor. That isn't me. It's clear you don't take me seriously, nor do you take this topic seriously. Get out of my sight. Quit with your begging. I know you need this class. It's what you need to graduate from college, I'm well aware. I'm the only thing stopping you from your dreams. Aren't I being selfish? I've heard it all before, kid. You're not taking the material seriously. You don't take me properly, and you just want to get your diploma and leave. I understand. But you have the rest of the entire year. You can't have burnout yet. What you need is some sort of a motivating factor. Your carelessness comes from the fact that nothing really matters right now, since this is the last year and obviously it's a blow-off year, am I right? I assumed as much. This happens on our university campus every single year. Every year, there are some seniors that take my class, assuming it's easy, and they end up in too deep. Most end up dropping it. So the fact that you're sticking with it proves you might not be a totally hopeless cause. Just partially. Look, I believe that you can grasp the material being taught. It's not difficult, and you've proven yourself to be intelligent. You just don't enjoy using your intelligence. I used to be the same way. I would always take the easy way out, even with grades, even with classes. Then I found the one thing I love. Do you have that thing? Let me tell you, when you find the one thing you love, it makes your life feel like it's worth living. That missing piece you always felt, it just clicks into place. My passion doesn't lie in teaching. No. This is just my day job. I do this to pay the bills. My real passion is in correcting mistakes of entitled brats. Brats like you who waste my time and show up 30 minutes late with no real empathy for how this affects those around you. If you think I'm going to push you over my knee and spank you like a petulant child, I won't be doing that. Not on school grounds, at least. I would much rather use a paddle on your behind than my hand. Getting you used to physical touch wouldn't be good for you or your training. Here I am, getting ahead of myself. I haven't even offered my proposal yet and assumed you were just going to take it. I may be wrong, of course. You might be willing to risk your last year of college. Are you the type to take a bet? Then let me tell you what I'm suggesting. I have expressed I have a certain area of my life that I am deeply passionate about. Sadly, I'm lacking a submissive. What I'm offering is this. I'll let you pass my class, flying colors and all. In exchange, you're my submissive until graduation. My cock's already swelling in excitement at the prospect of seeing you humbled. Such a pretty thing. It really is such a shame you're a brat. It's clear no one has ever punished you or told you no. That leads to you becoming spoiled, thinking you can do whatever you want. And more importantly, that you don't need to work hard. If you don't want to work in my class, that's fine. I'll put you to work elsewhere. I'll make sure you earn your grade, just in a different way. A way that's more befitting of your lackluster skill set, because, let's be honest, if you can't handle my class, how will you handle the workplace? By spreading your legs as well? That's right. You haven't spread them just yet. But you're going to, aren't you? You're going to be a good little student for me and take the deal. You know that you aren't going to be able to pass my class without this deal, and you want to get out of here on time. The only thing standing between you and your future is me. All I'm asking for is a few months of obedience and servitude. Is that really such a high price to pay? You've already shown how much you yearn for a firm hand. Someone strict to put you back in line. You'll bloom like a flower in my sunlight. Don't you want that? Of course you do. You'll love being my submissive too. You don't have to think for yourself. You don't have to make choices. You follow my instructions. If you don't, you get punished, and if you do, you get rewarded. It's such a simple and rewarding life for someone like you. It's evident you yearn for this sort of guidance, am I right? I can be that hand for you, if you'll let me. Yes? Good. We can start on official training tomorrow when I have an official contract written up for you. Today, the only thing I'm going to do is make you come. I want to see what my newest pet looks like when they orgasm for me. Of course, you're going to wait for permission to come. That's to be expected. The rest of the rules will be introduced to you tomorrow after you sign the contract. For now, I'm going to start touching you. Take off your pants for me. Good. You can keep your shirt on. I only need access to between your thighs for this. Ooh, very good. Spreading your legs and allowing me access. You know exactly what I want. How to be on your best behavior. If you behaved like this in the lecture room, you wouldn't be in this position. Do you think most students enjoy being naked from the waist down in front of their professor? No, they don't. They would find this entire situation ridiculous. Which is why it's funny that despite you acknowledging that, you're still getting turned on. I'm going to help you with this lack of self-control, aren't I? This simply won't do. I hold my submissive to a high standard. There are 10 rules that you are meant to follow every day. Those are the core rules. On top of those, you will be given a list of chores to complete every day. This might be something as simple as masturbate once, to an entire to-do list including clearing the gutters and cooking dinner. It depends on the day and what I'm feeling your purpose is for that day. I decide what you're going to do from now on, not you. Always having you as a fuck toy wouldn't be fun for me. There's other traits that are valuable. And, well, you're already a slut. Being easy isn't something I'm going to have to work on with you. Just look at you. Look at how your body's responding to my touch. How desperately you started to seek relief when you were told to undress. Humiliation coiling in your gut as I stroke and degrade you. So vulnerable like this. Where has my bratty student gone? Have they been subdued by their professor's hand? If this is all it takes to subdue a slut like yourself, I should have done this on the first day. Who knew that this was how to control you? You really are a dumb creature. So simple, but so pretty. That's it. That's really it to you. No more depth, nothing. But you're so lovely for me. Yes, you are. All brats are the same. So defiant. And then my hand starts bringing you pleasure, and all of a sudden, you're the most obedient sub in the universe. Imagine that. Oh, you don't have to keep still. You can move if you need. You have permission to touch as well. Most days you will need permission to touch me, but since this is an informal session, informal rules apply. From now on, you will refer to me only as professor or mistress. Understand? Good slut. And from now on, what are you going to wait for permission to do? You're going to wait for permission to touch mistress. It's not something brats are entitled to. It's something you have to earn when you graduate from naughty brat to good slut. Doesn't that sound like so much fun? I know it does. Just like it feels so good to have my hand touching you, playing with you so intimately. You're trying so hard to be good for me. I see that you're on your best behavior, I do. You're going to keep being good for me too, aren't you? Oh, that's what I thought. Such predictable behavior for a brat like yourself. Realizing you could get praise for spreading your legs? Well, that's a game changer, isn't it? Have I just created a whore in my office? You know, next time I call you in here, I think I want to face fuck you. I want to see if you can get a 100 on your next quiz with my hard cock in your mouth. Oh, you're going to sound so pathetic trying to enunciate the words. Your tongue's going to be distracted, tracing along the veins as you mutter out those choked words. It might be the only way to shut a brat like you up, shoving mistress's throbbing cock inside your pretty mouth. Watch as your lips get spread obscenely wide and you choke, struggling not to gag. You're going to make such a lovely mess for me, drooling all over the floor. I can't wait to sink my claws into you and mold you into the perfect student, the perfect submissive for me. You're starting to get close, aren't you? Yes, you are, slut. You're doing all the telltale signs. Getting so close to coming from just your professor touching you, degrading you, humiliating you. What an absolutely desperate slut you make. The perfect picture of wanton lust and depravity. bucking your hips to fuck yourself against my hand? Is what I'm giving you not enough, slut? Do you want more? Huh? Do you need more from mistress if you're going to orgasm? Well, that's too fucking bad, brat. You'll get what you want when you have proven yourself to be a good slut. I want you on your best behavior, answering questions, handing work in on time, not showing up late to any more sessions. That's how you show your mistress that you're taking our lessons to heart, that you want to change, that you want to be good for me. Actions speak louder than words. You know that better than anyone else, brat. You have to show me that you can be a good slut, that you aren't always a naughty brat. As much as I'm going to enjoy humbling you like I am right now, it's going to be so much better to see you thriving, to see you humbled in a position of submission. It's where you will thrive, slut. Trust me. Oh, look at that. With every movement of my hand against you, you're getting closer. You're right there on the edge, aren't you? Such a pretty slut for me, so desperate to pass my class. You're willing to do anything to secure the grade, even if it means spreading your legs and being a submissive whore. It doesn't matter. I didn't even have to ask you twice or try to convince you. You heard the offer and you took it. Didn't even consider studying or getting another tutor. Why work hard when you can lay back, be pretty, and take it like a slut, right? I mean, it's worked for you so far, hasn't it? It's sweet that you're trying to deny your reputation, but take a look at yourself. Look at your surroundings. Your professor is making you come after you agreed to be her submissive. Is that something that someone with a lot of options does? No, it's not. It's something that pretty sluts who know they're a good fuck do. If you don't have the intelligence to pass the class, maybe you have the body. Such a desperate fucking slut. It's a good thing you're a good fuck, and you're quick to learn obedience, otherwise you would have been shit out of luck. Not that I would have complained about having someone like you in my room again. Another excuse to train a brat into a proper citizen. Not some good-for-nothing heathen who does what they want when they want. This is what is for the best for you, slut. Professor's going to take care of you from now on. You don't know what you need. Let me give it to you. Come for me, slut. My hand just feels so fucking good, and you've been granted permission. Orgasm for me. Let me see that pretty face of yours come. Come on, you can do it. Just like that. Good, slut. So good for me, yeah. Coming with encouragement like that. Not as good as on command, but we can always work on that later. It's very clear to me that tardiness is priority number one when it comes to you. Oh, you're still here. You're dismissed. Yeah, just pull up your pants and go. I have another appointment in 5 minutes and a contract to start working on. Check your email later tonight. You have another appointment with me tomorrow, and it would be in your best interest to not be tardy to this one as well. We wouldn't want a repeat of what happened here today to happen again, right?